the warm, sunny Mother's Day weekend we're set to have in the Northeast gave gardening guy Henry Hohmeyer an idea, plants as Mother's Day gifts. Of course, he might be predisposed to think of plants as great gifts. Henry Hohmeyer has written a number of books on gardening, including the recently released second edition of The New Hampshire Gardener's Companion. He joins me now with a few tips for do-it-yourself Mother's Day presents. Welcome to Weekend Edition.
Thank you very much.
What makes annual flowers a good gift, and especially a good Mother's Day gift?
They bloom all summer. Perennials are nice, but they have a 3-week or 2-week or 4-week bloom period, whereas annuals, if you keep them watered and put them in the sun if they want sun or in the shade if they want shade, they'll just keep on producing from now until frost.
And what particular annual flowers are you looking at this year?
It really depends a lot on the location where you'll be placing the planter. Is it in full sun, or is it going to be on a shady porch? There are a couple of trademarked hybrids that I like a lot. One is called a supertunia, which is like a petunia, but it's been hybridized and grown so that it has many more flowers. And there's also one called the superbena, which is a verbena that's been hybridized, again, for large numbers of flowers. Those are great sun plants. Depending on the particular subspecies that you get, they may cascade out of their pots or they may stand upright. Angelonia is another nice sun plant. That's a 16 to 20 inch tall plant that comes in a variety of colors, pink being the most common one. So those are some nice annuals, but there are dozens and dozens of them.
Superbena and supertunia. It's interesting because you said that you used to actually give your mother petunias each year when you were a kid.
I did. But the old-fashioned petunias, you have to pick off the dead blossoms, and you have to be careful when you water that you don't get water on the blossoms because you can leave water spots. Nowadays, plants have been bred so that anybody can grow them and look like you really know what you're doing.
And that was when I first thought about a plant as a Mother's Day gift or a group of plants as a Mother's Day gift. I thought, well, maybe that's just another thing Mom would have to be responsible for. But then you pointed out that even the planters themselves can have self-watering capabilities in them. And so they can, in a lot of ways, take care of themselves with not that much maintenance.
That's right. The self-watering planters have a platform in the bottom about 3 inches from the bottom of the outer pot that the soil sits on. And then so you have 3 inches that can hold water, and they have a wicking system that allows the water to get up into the main compartment of the planter. It's got a tube that goes down the side. You pour water in there. You fill it up once a week. You don't have to worry about it again. In the old days, if you had a clay pot and it was sitting in the sun, it could dry out, so you had to water it every day.
Speaking of pots, you've recommended, if possible, a bigger pot. Now, when I've done that, I've ended up putting in so many plants that they basically wound up fighting each other. Any tips to avoid something like that?
You have to be careful not to pack in so many plants at the beginning of the season before they start to grow and come to full size. But if you've got a 12 to 16 inch diameter pot, I recommend one tall thing in the middle, then put maybe three medium-sized plants around it on the outside. And between them, you might have some trailing or cascading plants that'll hang down over the edges. So you can put 3 to 5, even 7 plants in a pot, and they'll do fine.
In a lot of circumstances, people might just grab a bunch of flowers from a shop. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but what you're describing here, you could be giving Mom a very personal and very meaningful living present for Mother's
Day. That's true, especially if you've never done it before, because your mom knows what your capabilities are. So if you go out and actually buy some potting soil, buy some compost, buy a bag of each, mix up a blend 50-50, fill up a pot, select some plants that look nice to your eye, plant them, and present it to Mom. She's going to say, oh my goodness, he really tried. He deserves a rhubarb pie.
Thank you so much, Henry Hohmeyer. Great talking with you. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, and you too.